Hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own head and see where it takes us. So in full disclosure, to start this off, I'm re-recording this episode. I'm attempting to re-record. Will it be the same? Probably not. Going without notes, just what's off the top of my head. Per the usual, excess silences will be eliminated to make it easier listening on everybody. But I'm hopping back on the bicycle. I'm getting back in the saddle, whatever phrase we're using. Been on hiatus for 5 or 6 months, who knows how long right now. It's been a whirlwind for me, moving across the country, more or less, by myself, has been quite the undertaking. And I've had some stage fright. I've had the mixing board set up for about 5-6 days now, maybe a week. And just sitting here waiting for a time where things have finally cooled off, where I can start working on extra little things. Sadly, the podcast falls under that, but at the same time, I need to get my own home in order. I need to make sure I'm not spending excess money on energy bills. I need to make sure certain things are repaired and lined up as they're supposed to be. So let me start off by saying thank you for your patience. Thank you for putting up with me for having some time off. I hope the remasters have done well. I hope they've stood the test of time, or at least giving you a perspective of maybe where I stand, a view more or less of how I have evolved and where this show is going to evolve. It's kind of tough sitting here again, coming back online, trying to figure it all out. I know a majority of the shows have been, or episodes, the majority of the episodes have been more or less one topic, kind of trying to look at it from all angles. And I don't want to leave that behind. I don't want to change more or less my mission statement, even though I don't have one written down. It's a walk through the mind. It's kind of wherever it seems to go for me. But I want to target it as, if I may be honest, if I may be forthright with all of you, I want to be able to, again, look at it as a point of reference for all of us to be able to take a step back and look, even for when I go back and re-listen, not just for editing, but making sure, you know, I didn't sound like too much of a fool. I want to make sure that even it impacts me. I don't know. That almost sounds kind of high and mighty. I'm trying not to be that. I don't want to be that. I want to be worth your time. I hope, again, you know, the remasters have been worth your time. I know my time off necessarily hasn't been worth your time. That's how the value for value prospect works. I give you some of my value, and I give you some of my time, which I value. I value my time, but I value that this is enjoyable to me. I value that this is an audio experiment, and I hope that you value the time and effort and energy that I will put forth into this. Not to kind of go too far on the subject. I'm sure this is merely just, again, this is me hopping back on the bicycle. This is me saying hello, reminding you that I am still alive. I did make it here safely. And maybe certain topics get rehashed and gone over again. Maybe at a deeper look, or maybe my views have evolved and changed. And hopefully whatever I record isn't too much the same. But this whole process, now that I've been in my house for a couple weeks now, again, getting everything squared away. Funny thing, the buying a house prospect is, we have to make, those of us who are fortunate enough to be able to purchase a house, get a bank loan, buy it, all of it is done more or less within a 15 to 1 hour walkthrough of the house. And then we sign on the dotted line to promise to pay an exorbitant amount of money for 30 years. Kind of, how does that work? How does that become such a thing? Good home buyers will have a list of things that are appropriate and are not appropriate for the things that they are looking at. Things that they'll be able to shrug off and things that they can live without if need be. But again, all in the short time span of an open house, not necessarily an open house, but just a walkthrough with your real estate agent, and somehow you decide on it. This house that I'm living in now, I was fortunate enough to get a second walkthrough, which is kind of unheard of down here when the really good houses are gone within a heartbeat. Some of them are under contract within 24 hours of being posted. People with some money are moving down here, and some of the pieces of, there's a lot of nice pieces of property out here, which I wish those who are on their way here the best of luck when you show up. But this house was not one of those that disappeared in 24 hours. I'm not too sure why. Got stuck on the market, kind of just sat. And I'm wondering if people started seeing the days on the market and said, there's something wrong with it. It's the first thing that I thought of when I came across it. I said, what's wrong with this house? Why has it been sitting so long? And I went and I looked, walked around, and I said, I can't see anything major. Yeah, there's stuff that's wrong with the house. It's a used house. I heard that term for the first time a couple weeks ago, who doesn't want to live in a used house. And it's understandable. I can get it. The previous house had textured walls, and you could see past lives that were lived there, and that's okay. But this house that I moved into, they didn't completely move out kind of situation. There's still stuff. I had to buy it as is. No major holes in the walls, but there's a million thumbtack holes in here. There's leftover curtain hangers of the really cheap variety that have been a pain to get off the walls. It's not the greatest paint on the walls, but that's okay. It's got four walls. It's got a roof. Nothing's leaking so far. I mean, we've had some storms, had some problems, but as I live here, as everything's slowly finding a spot, finding a place, I see this as manifesting destiny. Can I be so bold as to say that? When I left Washington, I knew generally what I wanted. I didn't want anything too extravagant. I didn't want a brand new home. It was cool to be looking online and see all the renovated properties that would be in within my price range. But that's not what I wanted. I'm happy to be humble and grateful for the things that I get. Wanted a house that was rather similar to mine, but certain key features that were upgrades. Most specifically, having a basement, so I didn't have to crawl through a crawl space anymore. Accessible attic would have been nice. And of those two things, I got those. The yard that I wanted to be bigger than the yard that I had, but nothing too extravagant. I wanted a view kind of similar, but I knew I wasn't going to get the same. I got those as well. This house that was just waiting, sitting on the market. Did I manifest destiny, or did I just put my faith into the universe that everything would be okay? Again, which seems like an eternity now. I jumped off a proverbial cliff. I knew I had a parachute. I didn't know how big the parachute was going to be. I didn't know how close to the ground I was going to be pulling the ripcord. And I've been fortunate, and I'm grateful, and I'm thankful to the universe. But this is not just something that I get to go, I landed well. I get to move along. I get to just go on my merry way. I need to keep my bargain, my agreement with the universe. I quit a really well-paying job. It was paying the bills as I lived up in Washington, but it's either time or money. I had money to pay the bills, and even that was getting slim. I didn't have the freedom. I didn't have the time freedom. And now here is completely the opposite. I took a massive pay cut, 80% annual pay cut to come live down here to make this happen. And part of my agreement with the universe was to work at a job. I'm okay being a productive member of society. Got to be able to pay those taxes as well. You want to live in a society, you want to live in a spot, you got to pay some dues, such as the agreement as we've made. But in addition to that, I would like to be an artist, a producer, a creator, someone who's able to commune with the muse and share my experiences. Part of that being here in podcasting, being that online radio show. I'm not looking right now to be a household name like Rush Limbaugh or Casey Kasem. I don't know any other household names that are available for radio that are known nationally. There's a handful. Don't know them though. But I'd like to get back to this. I'd like to get back to A Walk Through the Mind. I'd like to expand it. I'd like to make it better. How that's going to happen, I'm not quite sure yet. Still figuring out this path that I've landed on. But in addition to that, in addition to this podcast, maybe I'm able to expand to a second podcast, maybe with a co-host kind of situation. Now that I actually do have a schedule that I can build around, it becomes a little difficult being on East Coast time as opposed to West Coast time. The central time zone, maybe even the mountain time zone, seems to be the magic number, the magic time frame for podcasters, especially those who want co-hosts, since you're just far enough in the middle. And I was noticing over this past couple months that I've been down here that 3 hours is about 25% of the productive day forward from the West Coast. And it's a very similar problem to the problem I had with not being able to keep in contact with relatives out here, is now I have a similar problem of not being able to keep in contact with relatives out there. But we make it work. And again, because I have a set schedule, it's even easier to make things work, kind of flow through with everybody. But it won't just be podcasting. I'm hoping to be able to get maybe an online store of woodworking projects. We'll see how good my skills are with that. See if I'm able to chisel away at those 10,000 hours and get just a little bit closer to, is an apprentice the zero level, or do I have to go something higher? But it's all a work in progress. It's all a start. Again, I've just landed down here. I will do my best to make things cohesive and listenable for everybody out there. Thank you for putting your time in to listen. Thank you to those who have listened and downloaded the remasters. I hope they've been, again, worth your time. I'm sorry to repeat myself, but I would like to also, before I officially wrap this show up, I need to give some special, very special thank yous to the people that came in while I was on hiatus. I'd like to start off with two individual donations. $5 from Danielle. I hope I'm saying that correctly. You sent a pronunciation guide and here I am butchering it. Danielle? I don't know. But $5. And you said, thank you for the great times I spent with you. May great prosperity cross your path. Cheers, Danielle. Thank you for the $5. Thank you for your faith. You chipped that in right after my request for money to rebuild boats, and it will go in handy for helping me build a boat. Not necessarily to go back, but there's some rivers down here. I gotta go fishing. Another individual donation came in from Steve E. $10. Thank you very much, sir. You said, thanks for the 10,000 hours episode. Very inspiring. Loved it as I work on my own 10,000 hobbies. Such as it goes, you can never have just one hobby. But 10,000 hours, that level of expertise, that level that you finally somewhat know what you're doing. Thank you very much for chipping in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for finding value in something that I was able to put out there. I'm glad it was able to hit home with you. We have a couple monthly donations that trailed off, and I don't blame them. We'll start off with John Fletcher of Hog Story. Does a podcast with Carolyn Blaney, hogstory.com, hogstory.net. Go there and you can listen to weekly 2 hours of shenanigans. Some funny, funny people. Definitely not as clean as I try to be. And there's nothing wrong with that. But he gave $5.55 for 2 months in a row. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate all the help you were able to give. Thank you for showing your support and value. And I don't blame you for dropping off the monthly with stuff that you may have already listened to. Next up, Betty. Miss Betty. Good conversationalist, good friend of the show, of me. Thank you, Betty, for your 3 donations of $4.20. I very much appreciate you hanging around. Or maybe both of you just forgot to hit the cancel button when I said I was going on hiatus. But that's okay. Or maybe you had hopes that I was going to be back sooner. There's so much on my plate, so much on my mind. I couldn't put 2 + 2 together if you asked me at certain points. But 3 different months of $4.20, thank you again. Definitely helps pay the bills. But last but absolutely not least, and I am most humbled by you, Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley. You came in 5 times with $15. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not at a zero balance, but I am. You're keeping me just barely at the water level. And I thank you. And $15 is phenomenal for 5 different months, especially during a series of remasters. Thank you. Your support has been phenomenal, and I look forward to making sure that I can give you your value back in addition to just the remastering of projects that I did. Thank you very much, sir. And to everybody else that's listening, these are not mandatory donations. These are people that have found some value in the time and whatever I've put out that they feel is worth something. It doesn't have to be much. It can be a dollar. If everybody gave a dollar, I'd be A-okay. But if you think the episode or the time that I've put in is at least worth a beer, you know, $5 for a beer, I'd appreciate that. Maybe good conversation over a beer kind of situation. Maybe it's worth more. Maybe, you know, you can do it per episode. You can do it at a monthly time, or you can do it all at once. All however many episodes you've currently consumed are worth however much money. Could be just a beer. I'm okay with that. My goal, though, like I have said, is to make this a product worth listening to. Is it a product? Technically, it is. In the world of business, this is a product. But it's so much more and so much less than just a product. It's an experiment. It's a hobby. It's an attempt to improve, make something better. It's my chance to communicate with the world. Again, we all have our own opinions and ideas. Might as well chip in mine, and hopefully it's not boring or too excessive. But either way, we're going to continue on this path, along this road, and hopefully that, you know, maybe we can even work together. We can figure this thing out, become a bigger production podcast. Again, now that it's my free time has expanded. Now, maybe in the future I'm able to create a phone call show or something. You know, everybody's able to call in, have a conversation. I'd like to do something with music at some point in time. Not just my music, but this track that I've created. But if you have any ideas, things that you've looked into, things that you might be curious on my point of view, you're welcome to get in contact with me. You just say, hey, Billy Bones. That's me. BILLYBON, the number 3S. You reach me on Twitter and Gab at Billy Bones. If you're on Mastodon, No Agenda Social, it's at Billy Bones at noagendasocial.com. Or if a public forum and 140 characters is just not going to fit your bill, you're able to email me, billybones@mail.com, not Gmail, mail, M-A-I-L.com. Send your longer forms of communication, maybe some links, maybe some ideas. And we can make this an even better podcast for not just me, but for you and everyone else who's out there listening. And this is a Value for Value podcast. As I have discussed, if you found value out of this episode, previous episodes, the whole catalog, maybe just a handful of seconds. Oh, that's right. I'm accepting boosts now. I have signed up for a podcasting wallet. So if you have a podcasting 2.0 compliant app, you're welcome to boost either single stats or sats or streams. I'm going to have to come back. There's two people. Next episode, I will thank you. Dig that up for the people that have already boosted me some sats. I'm very much in appreciation of that as well. I'm sorry I missed you today. Promise, next week. And for the time being, until the remasters run out, these shows will be released on Tuesday, and we will see if I transfer it back to a Thursday release, and I probably will. But for the time being, to not completely muddy up your podcasting app, I'm going to release these new ones on Tuesday. But thank you very much for listening. Thank you for your patience with the remasters. And I look forward to talking to you again. I look forward to us expanding our conversations and exploring more of what's out there in the world. I love you guys.